IT management has evolved and matured to a point where there now exists a large body of best practices that make it far easier and less error-prone to successfully manage IT assets and services.
The ITIL.
Many in the IT industry feel the ITIL is a technology and specification that is increasingly critical for IT organizations to embrace. The ITIL includes information on how to think about IT management, how to structure the relevant tasks and solutions, as well as the people who are responsible for ensuring that the IT infrastructure is kept as efficient, available, and consistent as possible.
ITIL in process.
The effort required to maintain and evolve complex IT systems must take place in some context. It is not feasible to manage each of the IT functions in isolation. While one of the core philosophies of ITIL is that all of these functions are important in themselves, it is nonetheless crucial to perform them in the context of each of the other functions. For example, some people must be able to use these IT systems and applications in order to effectively do their jobs. When the systems are not functioning properly, or there are questions, there must be someone to whom these individuals can go for help. While most organizations have an IT help desk, there is a growing belief that simply waiting for someone to report a problem is not an effective way to implement IT management. Consequently, many IT organizations have begun to pay particular attention to service delivery or service management. The idea here is that the organization must be certain that it is meeting the relevant goals originally established for each of the constituencies of the IT organization. The organization should be as precise as possible with respect to specifying the types of services it wishes to provide, and should then put in place a gauge that will indicate how well the IT organization is meeting these objectives. If the company falls below service delivery guidelines in a particular area, the IT organization can then act before an individual or organization calls with an IT issue. Today, IT management has responsibilities that go beyond the infrastructure management piece that was once the primary focus of IT management. Application management is an area that has gained popularity in the last 5 years, and its purpose is to maintain large systems containing sets of applications the organization considers key to running its business. In addition, security management has become crucial, as an increasing amount of business value is captured in these large IT systems. The financial worth associated with these systems can be significant, and for this reason, they have become attractive targets for those wishing to either commit terrorism or steal money or information. For this reason, it has become increasingly important for companies to ensure that proper security measures have been taken as part of their overall IT management discipline. IT organizations exist because they perform a critical business function for the companies that are responsible for building, staffing, operating, and managing them. And internal IT customers expect those IT infrastructures, applications, and business systems to deliver business value. The challenge then becomes how to factor into all the various IT management processes the appropriate business perspective. ITIL is one of the best ways to capture that perspective.
Jamal Farhat, Vice President and CIO, BorgWarner Incorporated. Jamal Farhat is the Vice President and CIO at BorgWarner and is responsible for the strategy and execution of all aspects of the IT department for the company. Mr. Farhat joined BorgWarner as CIO.